This is the Pete Carroll Show.
Gurley gets it, goes right. Oh, he gets hammered.
The first word from the Seahawks head coach every Monday at 9:30 throughout the season.
We play football, all right? And football's fun.
Brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, Buffalo Wild Wings, Good Chevrolet, and VenueKings.com.
Well, I like that.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Now, here are your hosts, Brock Heward and Mike Salk.
All right, Pete Carroll's show begins right now. Coach Carroll sitting down with us a rare Monday, but not following a game. So wanted to get you a little chance to sleep after
Depends
Thursday
how you
night.
Look at it. It is following a game just a few days later. We're okay. We can go. What's up?
Well, it's been it was kind of a crazy one on Thursday night.
Yeah, it was a good, tough football game, man. It was hard.
How physical was that down on the field?
Well, it was, and there was, you know, so many occurrences of guys getting banged up, going, you know, so many stoppages and stuff, you know, that just stood out. It kind of overwhelmed the game a little bit. Both sides, they had all kinds of guys that got banged up.
They lost three for the year as well.
Did they?
Yeah. Think it's official now. They lost three guys for the entire season.
Yeah, so that was part of it. And just at the, you know, as the game wore on, we had to hold on at the end, you know, and kind of bleed the clock and all. And our guys were, they get worn down at the end of the game, you could tell, you know, and so we were rolling guys through and all that. But it was a good physical football game, kind of classic when we play those guys. There's always something going on. I thought our guys played really, really well up front. On defense, it was a great night. The challenge of, you know, facing Adrian and all that, and like a week before, and they took the challenge and they played great, you know, and really controlled the football game for us. So it was a good night, good win, good thing to get done in the division.
Before
for sure.
We get into Sherm and Cam and all the other injuries and everything else, can we just talk about the play that Russell and Doug made?
Yeah, that was
come on.
That was really
come on.
Something, man.
Is that the best one? Is that the craziest play he's made?
I don't. It was pretty crazy in the midst of all the loop de loop things. And the thing that was startling about the play was how fast Doug looked running down the sidelines. He just looked like he exploded down the sidelines, you know. And under the circumstances, he had a hip that was bothering him during the game too. You couldn't tell, but that was just such a quick change from it looked like, oh, it's a disastrous looking situation, and then all of a sudden you're scoring almost, you know. So it was an extraordinary play.
Did he know Doug was there? Or did he throw it up for grabs?
Oh, of course he did.
He knew. Sure. He knew that he was going to be right there.
He did know. He did. He saw him the time. Yeah. He saw him on one of the first loops, you know. And then he looped back around, and he was still there, and it was pretty amazing.
So what have you done since Thursday?
We're just watching games, really, doing our football stuff, working on our stuff.
You get a chance to take a little breath and look at the league overall and watch a bunch of football yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure did. And, I had extra time to watch stuff and go back and watch the game again with a different, you know, outlook and things like that. So this is a chance. It's a break for us to come back and revisit some stuff and adjust some things. Well, I'm really excited about these couple days right here, you know, until we get to, back to practice. So it's good.
Can we run down some of these injuries here for a sec? How's Cam?
We'll find out. We don't know yet. You know, he had a stinger thing that happened during the game. We've got to make sure that he's in good shape and he's okay. Don't know right now. He's going to get some tests and make sure, you know, we got to really – this is stuff that's just so crucial that we do a really good job and take our time with it and all that. We're doing that.
How about Earl? Do you think you can have him back on Monday?
I really do. I think he'll make it back. He was he felt like he – probably could have played, you know, had he gotten a couple days of practice in. So it worked out great. We made it through the game. Bradley did a great job in filling in for him. And so he should be back. And now he has to make it through the days, you know, and each day doesn't kind of pile up on it. But I think he'll do just fine.
First time you've had an injured player wear an eye black on the sidelines, or?
He was into it, man. Fired up.
And then how about Dwayne Brown?
We'll find out. We don't know. That was a pretty dangerous situation right there. It'll take one day at a time here to kind of assess how he does. Hopefully he'll practice a little bit this week and have a chance. We don't know that yet, and we'll just have to wait and see.
And then that leads to life without Richard Sherman now moving forward.
Yeah. Richard's going to get some work done this week and get fixed up. It's devastating, you know, just because of the relationships and the time and the commitment and all of the extraordinary stuff that we've done together. Devastating for him right now. However, he handled it like in amazing fashion. Fantastic illustration of his team, connection and his resolve about being there to help the guys compete through the game. And he's limping around out there. I mean, it's amazing.
What were you say? I saw the shot of you hugging him on the sideline. What do you say to him in that moment?
No, just sharing the heartfelt, you know, feeling about it, you know, because he kind of knew what happened, and he knew what happened, and it was pretty clear. And of course, he was really upset about it. But there's, I communicated with Richard over the weekend a little bit just to stay with him because this is something that's going to hit him harder maybe a couple of days later, but he's dealing with it really well. So there it's just hugging him up and telling him I love him and you know we've been through a lot together and we'll make it through this, you know, that kind of stuff.
Do you think the short week contributes to that injury?
I don't know that. You know, I'm curious about numbers though. I'm curious about how these numbers go. I don't have that in front of me yet. You know how the quick turnaround has affected games and teams and people and stuff like that. So I'm not going to comment on it. But it just does. It's a big challenge for these guys to turn it around. You know, and so
is it a bigger challenge for a guy who is dealing with an injury already? And that's why I asked the question. I understand. Look, Dwayne Brown. Sometimes somebody rolls up on your ankle and it happens. Mm-hmm. Could happen Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Doesn't it? Could happen in practice. But when Sherman is dealing with an Achilles injury and it ends up going in the game. Do you think, does your sense of logic say that it would happen more often to somebody who's dealing with an injury?
I think the area that we would look at is the soft tissue stuff. That would be the stuff, you know, the hamstrings and the groins and those kinds of things, that the whole musculature doesn't have a chance to return, you know, to a balance. And you know, that these guys learn, their bodies learn that it's a 7-day turnaround, you know, and they have that whole cycle that they go through, and that cycle is disrupted when you play early. And, you know, so... But Richard has had this Achilles thing going on a long time, and I think the second side, you know, kind of acted up here in the last few weeks. But he's been dealing with it for a long time. He's had discomfort and stuff, and he's been working through it. That's why he's missed a lot of practice, you know, and all that. But I don't know that. There's no reason to speculate in that way. I'd like to have more numbers and see what we can document.
I had a hard time. I flew to Boston. I had a hard time processing him on the sideline the second half. Because any and every guy that I was ever with that tore an Achilles was out. I mean, just a cart, you know, pain, they're just out. And he's on the sidelines. Like, and not just on the sidelines. He is in guys. He's hugging guys. He's involved and invested. Have you ever been around somebody that tore an Achilles and hung around?
No, not at all. And also, but know that, you know, he overcame, over the last couple of years, he's overcome a number of things that he just didn't accept the injury, and it just, no, I'm okay. And so he has an extraordinary tolerance and a will about him that allows him to work through things. He's demonstrated that a number of times and surprised us a number of times. And so I guess when you look at this one, okay, that's just more of the same. It's just this nature that he has. He just will not give into it and has an extraordinary makeup.
I know that when you try to replace Earl Thomas, you want that guy not to get beaten deep down the middle of the field. I've learned that, especially last year when it happened in the Tampa game. I learned it very well. What do you tell is the number one thing to whoever's got to come in and replace Richard?
Well, they have to stay on top. That's really the phrase, and that's what they'll be faced with. They'll get challenged, you know, to see if they're able to do that. Just like you see Shaq, you know, Shaq continues to, they can keep checking him out, and if he can keep thwarting those challenges, you know, in good percentages, they'll eventually go somewhere else. That's the first thing that has to happen. And then it's the consistency, because they're going to get knocked around some. Can they come back with the right mentality to keep challenging and play tough and aggressive and like they're capable of playing? That's the big issue about playing corner in the NFL, and that's the challenge, and guys don't. You can't demonstrate that until you get through it.
It's Monday at 9:45, and this is going to evolve over the course of the week. But do you have any feel between Lane, Shed, I think a Maxwell, Trevon Reed been talked about coming in here for workouts? Any feel for what that's going to look like?
We haven't done the workouts yet, so we'll see what those guys look like. But we're very fortunate to have Jeremy, who's played and started. He was the starter for us going into the season, jump back in, you know, on the playing field. Few teams would have that. And I think our depth is speaking to us a little bit. And, of course, the depth is going to get challenged in a couple spots, as it has. I feel pretty confident that we are very fortunate. And so we'll see how it goes. In terms of the competitiveness of the guys trying to get in here to help us out and support us, John's jumped all over it. We'll have some really good looks at guys, and we'll see where we sit with them. And I'll let you know more. I can't tell you much
right now.
How about
timing-wise with Deshaun? Do you have a feel or sense? When does that have to happen?
He's at a bit of a plateau right now that he's trying to get through and over, and that's just remains to be seen. He's doing everything he possibly can. He is, and I said this before, he's in great shape. If you watch him work out, he can run forever. He can do everything. But he's just not quite back fully yet. He has all the movement that he needs and the extension that he needs. So until that's safe, then he's still working at it. And he's doing everything he can.
Is Nico a guy that could play outside as well?
Nico can play outside, yeah. I like Nico back to his Raider days when he played. He had a couple games. We played against Chicago, and I saw him play in a couple different teams. And he did a good job and held up. He's fast. He's strong. He knows how to play our style. He hasn't been called on to play over a long period of time yet. But he's very capable, and he's a very aggressive, competitive kid. So we're going to be okay. It's going to, you can't replace the stature of a guy like Richard. But we'll coach these guys up. It happens to be something we do pretty good.
Does it change the way you approach game planning?
No.
Your scheme is going to become a cover two team?
No, we'll do what we need to do, but and that'll show itself in time here. But these guys are going to get ready to get challenged. That's just our alignments on the line of scrimmage all day long forever. You're going to get challenged, and that's we'll find out how the guys handle it.
And you see Julio Jones right off the bat.
Yeah,
it's not like you get a little warm up to try to figure it out. It's Julio
Matty
Jones
Ice and
game one.
Yeah, Julio and Matty Ice. And, yeah, so we're getting challenged right off the bat. So it'll be a good one.
How do you balance this out, Coach, over these weeks ahead with some of the guys, with the Doug, with the hip, and Bobby's been on the injury report, and Earl's got a hammy, and all that stuff that's real, with needing to get these guys up to speed, right? I mean, with practice and your intensity, it's been well documented that your practices are as competitive as anybody or more in the league. How do you kind of balance and walk that line over the course here of the second half of the season?
It is okay. We'll hopefully do this really well, and we'll pick and choose with the guys that can and can't, and it's really crucial that we evaluate every guy and we see where he can hold up and what he needs, and that's something that we're totally embracing at this time, and so there will be some adjustments with some guys differently than other guys. We have to do that. It won't be a blanket change in any way. We don't need to do that. That's just how we do it, and that's managing with the training staff and the strength and conditioning group and how we put this all together. And we've been doing it for a long time. We feel pretty good at how to figure that out.
This is always better when you organically do it and say, I'll give you a little something here rather than me try to ask for something. But is there a Sherm story? Is there something over the years that we've not heard or over the last season or so that just stands out in your mind that really just encapsulates everything he is? I mean, we heard a lot of him, obviously. We see it and we hear from him a bunch. But is there anything in your mind that just stands out about Richard?
Yeah, I have got a number of those stories. I'm loaded.
You're not in the mood to talk about them today, though.
No.
We'll just his competitiveness and what
no. Okay, I mean, let me. I'll let. Yeah, there has rarely been a guy that has taken on so much and put himself out there so far and been able to stand up to the scrutiny and be willing, to walk that walk. And I think he's been extraordinary in his ability to maintain a high stature and an extraordinary high level of play and also have so much to say. He's just an amazing person. And I would share this with you that we have been through a lot together, which I've shared with you guys over the years, dealing with the blow-ups or dealing with the focus or dealing with the attention or dealing with the environment of the league, what's going on and what's it questioned, here or there, and how to manage and navigate through that. And it's been an extraordinary relationship for me. I don't know if Sherm feels the same way about it, but I know he does some. But we've just been through a lot. And to see him grow and move and the ebbs and flows and things just demonstrates what an extraordinary person he is. And I continue to tell you that because I don't know that you guys know him as well as maybe you will in time over the years. You get to know him when he comes back and he's outside of football and stuff like that. I think he's got a lot to offer the world. That's why I've never wanted to discourage him from continuing to find out where his mentality can take him and where his thoughts and his concerns and his heart can take him, because he's got so much to offer. And that doesn't mean that he's done everything exactly right the whole way, mm-hmm. but he's one of those guys that is going to walk that edge and to try to figure out how far he can take it and how far he can influence. And he wants to do the right thing, and he intends and will do the right thing 99% of the time. When he doesn't, he'll learn and come back. I think it's an extraordinary aspect of him.
Coach, what's going on with your run game?
We've been kind of not on it yet. It just hasn't been the way we want it to be. And We're still banging away and all. We have to do what we can do well, and we're trying to figure that out as we are into the second half of the season. I think it's amazing that we're still working at it. You know, it's still a work in progress. And I know that might be really frustrating to you guys, but it's just what it is.
Is it frustrating to you?
Oh yeah, yeah it is. It is because it's not as clear as we like it to be. We know what we would like to create, but it hasn't quite happened the way we want it to. And it's the development of the guys. It's the transition of the players and all of that. The different style athletes and things that you know that it, we're still working with stuff. You know, here comes Luke coming back maybe in a week, maybe he comes back this week. There's a chance for that. That'll be an interesting matchup to see if he can play with Dwayne on the left side. We'll see and see what that means for Posick. We're still kind of in flux a bit. And the running backs have just not been a steady aspect. You know, CJ has not been able to stay out there. Here's Eddie's back and forth now, and Thomas has been back and forth. We haven't been as we would like. We really felt a direction. Chris really kind of took us off in a direction. We really thought we had something special going there, which I think we saw. I hope you guys saw that too. And he's coming back too. You know, he has a chance to make it back.
You think you get him back in December?
There's a chance, yeah. And he's doing remarkably well in his rehab. So it's been in flux. It hasn't been steady, and it's been like that for more than just this season. You know, it was, you know, we go back and looked at when Marshawn was playing. Well, Marshawn was banged up a lot in his last year and didn't play as much, you know, as you might remember, he might think he did. And so it's been for a while that it hasn't been quite as clear. The factor that was really fascinating was when Thomas jumped in and just took over so quickly, you know, and then we haven't been able to get back to that rhythm, and so that's been frustrating.
What would you say you do best right now? As you said, you had a little time to evaluate your guys' group as well. As you look at your offense now, kind of through this stretch, what do you feel best about you guys?
I think counting on Russell and his receivers to work things out and figure it out and make the plays. You know, I think they're really good. And we've never been at this level of communication and really of coordination. And Russell is the best he's been, and his receivers are the best they've been. And even without the steady factor of the running game, we're able to move the ball and cause problems and all that. And partially due to the fact that our protection has really improved. We've improved a good deal, and we can count on our guys working together more so. And some of it's, you know, at times it gets misleading a little bit. Russ ran around a little bit the other night and got caught a couple times, you know. But we're better there. And that, so we're somewhere in the middle of the pack numbers-wise. You know, we used to be somewhere down lower. we're getting better. And now that we're in the average range, now we can really start pushing to get to the top, you know, and that's good.
I meant to ask you about Deion Jordan coming back to play for the first time in a couple of years. To our untrained eye, he looked pretty darn good.
Yeah, he's...
How about that bull rush?
Yeah, he's... Well, he had another one. There's another one in there when he didn't get to the quarterback that he ran.
That might have been when NBC were showing us the weird camera angle that nobody could see anything on.
Did you watch the TV replay?
It's
that.
Really annoying.
They're going to go almost full scale this Thursday with that SkyCam view.
Yeah, I like it.
You like it?
Yeah, I do. I grew up when I was a little kid going to the 49er game sitting in the end zone. So,
you get a spread out view from the end zone. This was like right there.
Yeah, I know. I kind of liked it. I noticed that they had done it on our broadcast too, and there's a number of shots. I think it's really interesting. It's a fascinating look that people don't get. You know, the high sideline thing we're all so accustomed to is a good vantage point, but yet you see so many more things when you see from the end zone, and it's I think it'll be intriguing for people. I think they'll like it.
Deion Jordan though?
Yeah, so I think he's gonna, you know,
sorry.
Yeah.
I want to give this guy his due. His first game in like 2 years, 3 years.
he's got a big upside now. If he came out of the game okay. Anxious to see how he responds this week, but he's a big, physical, tough guy with a lot to prove. You know, and you like that attitude about him, and he had a blast playing the other night.
Is he as physically freaky as he looks? I mean, he looks like the perfect form of a defensive
end. Why he was a third round or third pick or something. You know, he's big and fast and strong and explosive, and he's a natural athlete too. And he's coordinated and also, but he's still raw though. He's a very young football player, and there's a good upside there, which is really exciting.
Do you see any good movies this weekend?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. I just wonder if you have a little chance.
Falcons
at least,
v. Cowboys.
At least breathe for
a little bit. We snuck out and saw Lady Bird.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Oh, how was it?
Have you ever seen a movie that had 100 per tomato?
100 on Rotten Tomatoes, right? I don't think so. Yeah. Toy Story 3 was there for a long time, and I think The Station Agent was really high.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But, here's like perfect on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yes. Grandkids good?
Everybody's good, yeah. Family's good. We had a birthday this weekend. We had a lot of fun.
Awesome. Yeah. And then you'll get to get the whole injury report and see where everybody is.
Yeah, we got a lot of information to unveil here. I mean, we got what a great matchup.
Did we miss anybody? Is CJ going to – where's CJ at?
He sprained his ankle.
Is he going to be done, or can he make it back this
year? No, I don't know that. Don't know that yet.
Any news on Cliff?
Nothing to report. No, nothing to report.
Coach, we'll let you go.
Sorry, I have all this information that I can't
share.
It's all kind of half unsettled in part.
We should have done this in 2 more days.
What is today? A bonus day today? Get a little bonus day in?
Yeah, today is a coach's bonus day.
There you go. Good.
Yeah, are you the only one here?
No. We're cranking. We could spend another couple minutes if you want, but I know you got
to
go.
Well, we unfortunately do have to go. So
let the doorknob hit you where the dog should have hit you.
We will say thank you.